B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Another console launch, another pre-order disaster that shows more consoles in the hands of scalpers on eBay than in the hands of people who actually wanted to keep them. Plus, a new patch leak for Valorant reveals a possible update on a mobile version coming in the future, and a Japanese Smash Ultimate ad hinted at the latest DLC fighter to be released soon, so who could it be? All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to the only show talking esports and video game news that has a guy with a half-white mustache. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Stay up to date with the latest in the world of breaking news by following us on Twitter at CheckpointXP. And if you have a story that you're dying for us to cover, all you've got to do is shoot us a tweet there. We've got new content coming out every day, but for now, let's jump into the news. Xbox Series S and X pre-orders, a disaster. If there's one thing console fanboys can now agree on between Xbox and PlayStation, it's that the new pre-orders for both next-gen systems have gone extremely poorly. With the launch of both consoles coming soon, the next-gen systems are getting their first look in people's online shopping carts. PlayStation dropped the ball when they released the announced date and the price at the same time, and had people hitting up clueless retailers about getting their short-stock supply of pre-orders. But today was supposed to be a different day. Xbox pre-orders went live the morning of this recording, and if you were to check Twitter, maybe 10 people got them. But hey, that's the new age of consoles, am I right? This is nutty, and it's not just something that hit Microsoft. Sony had the same issues. The new Nvidia card had the same issues. Online pre-orders and timed releases with limited stock have been a scalper's wet dream on the issue as of the past few years, and it seems to only be getting worse. Even more so, couple this state of reality with the fact that some retailers like Walmart will not even be taking in-person pre-orders, and this is turning into a perfect storm the likes of which we haven't seen since Jingle All the Way. What can consumers do to try and not have problems like this? Even people like Jeff Keighley have had problems, with the Video Game Awards chief tweeting, "My Xbox luck so far. Microsoft Store, not working. Walmart, added to cart, entered info, and then sold out. Target, claims that I have the max quantity in cart, but I have zero. Best Buy says coming soon. GameStop? Question marks? It looks like we're all trapped on Mr. Bone's wild ride, and I'm ready to get off now. Let me know where I can finally pay retail price for a next-gen console, and I'll be the first one to stop in and pick it up in person." Valorant patch leak reveals update on mobile version. Valorant, when it was developed, was created by Riot as a game that is specialized to run on PC. With its homegrown anti-cheat called Vanguard, it was seemingly targeted to do one specific thing well, and that's run on a PC. But money is hard to ignore, especially with the oversized interest Valorant has received, including its unheralded response in places like India and Malaysia that also have massive mobile game scenes. And that's why when Riot has stated in the past that they are exploring the option of porting the game to a mobile experience, it's not been a large surprise, especially since no concrete details were given, meaning that it could just be a big old rumor. But now we have something more concrete. To be transparent, it's only some code found in the latest patch 1.08 that just released. But it's a fairly specific line of code. It references performing an action in the game by tapping on the right-hand side of a screen, something you should only be able to do on mobile. Again, this may not ever signal that Riot ever will release a mobile version, but if they are writing code on it, it could be a thing of the future. And again, the largest mobile audience is already locked in on Valorant. So it is a thing that Riot has to be salivating over the possibility of. What do you think? Would you ever play Valorant on a mobile device? Or are you even crazier and would go from PC to mobile to play? Let us know in the comments below. Japanese Smash Ultimate ad hints Smash DLC Fighter will be released soon. 7-Eleven isn't known for breaking video game news, but hey, 2020 has been nothing short of insane to begin with. Sunday saw Twitter users circulating a picture of an advertisement for the Smash Ultimate DLC, and that's usually been known to be the forebearer of a DLC announcement. Corporations aren't publishing ads on rumors that they found on an FAQ site, and history bears that out. Since these same ads came out 7 days before the release of Banjo and Hero, and 10 days before Joker from Persona 5 was released. And this is all in conjunction with the brand new Smash Ultimate Tournament mode that is being released later this week on the 26th. It was previously a Japan-only exclusive mode, so to have it come into North America is a very cool, but very unprecedented thing for Nintendo to be doing. The big question to come out of this, though, is who could it possibly be? We will have a Twitter poll going on our account at CheckpointXP, but a few fan favorites have been floated recently. From the likes of Squall Lanhard from Final Fantasy VIII to Raiden from the Metal Gear series, there are a wide array of characters to choose from, but only 5 slots left in the DLC series, since Sakurai has promised to step away from Smash once these characters are released. Come vote on our poll and help us decide who this new mystery fighter will be. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're always posting brand new content here on our YouTube channel. But did you know that Checkpoint XP is the only syndicated radio show in over 70 cities across the US and Canada that talks exclusively esports and video games? If you go to our website at checkpointxp.com, you can see where we're airing and if we're in a city near you. My name's Weirdbeard, and I have been able to get a pre-order for neither the PS5 or the Xbox Series X.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.